We are a foodie state. Oregon is known for innovation when it comes to food and drink. An event that helps startups is happening this month. It's called the Oregon Angel Food Investment Program, and some locals will be competing for $200,000 in prize money. Amanda Oberne of the Oregon Entrepreneurs Network joins us. All right, Amanda, who is making great food and drink in our state?
There are makers from Bandon and Bend and Hood River and Springfield and, of course, Portland and Vancouver, Washington, all who have developed new food products and are looking to get them out there, have people see them and taste them and try them, find connections with buyers at retail stores and build their websites and all that kind of stuff. So this program is designed to help them do all those things.
How long have you guys been doing this?
Well, OEN, the entrepreneur nonprofit, has been around for 30 years, but this event is only about 3 years old. This is our third one.
And it is exciting that something that can go nationwide is starting right here in Oregon.
So there are going to be 10 companies that pitch their products on the main stage at the finale on September 17th. And four of those are in a competition to earn an equity investment, sort of Shark Tank style, from our Oregon Angel Food investors. So while the entrepreneurs have been in the education part of the program, we've been out raising money with individual investors. And they'll make an investment of about $200,000 into one of the companies at the end of the show.
Tell me a little bit about some of the people that are competing this year.
Yeah, there's a really great group of entrepreneurs that are in the mix this year, and they come from all over the state of Oregon, which isn't always the case. You know, Portland tends to churn out a lot of entrepreneurs, so oftentimes the show is pretty Portland heavy. But this year, we've got makers from all over the state. So Face Rock Creamery is down in Bandon, Oregon, and they make all different kinds of cheese using milk that's sourced from dairies right there in the region, Southern Oregon and super far Northern California. And they are available in Fred Meyer stores and in Safeway, so people can actually buy their product. And then we've got Young Mountain Tea from Springfield, Oregon, and they source loose leaf teas directly from Himalayan and Nepalese farmers and have this really close connection with these communities in Nepal and in India, and they're based in Springfield, Oregon, doing all this incredible work with these farmers in the Himalayas and then bringing their teas here and building this beautiful brand, Loose Leaf Teas. And then Sweet Apricity, which is kind of a funky word. It derives from the Latin and means the warmth of the sun in winter. Sweet Apricity is based in Vancouver, Washington, and they make caramels and marshmallows that can be toasted, all kinds of really delicious things that all meet an autoimmune protocol diet. So if you're paleo or if you have, you know, immunodeficiency type issues that you need to be on a really restrictive diet, these are sweets that you can enjoy even if you're following one of those protocols. And then the last one that's up for investment is Puffworks, which is based here in Portland, and they make these puffed snacks that have little bits of peanut butter or almond butter on them so you can introduce nut butters to children. They actually, you know, stop the whining from the back seat.
it's a healthy way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's research that shows if you introduce nut butter slowly at an early age, then you can sort of stave off some allergies.
Right, right. I've heard that. And that's a great idea. So they sound very creative, innovative, and things that, in my mind, would take on, you know, across the nation.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we're really excited about all of them. I would love to invest in every one of them.
The competition is online this year on September 17th. You can check out some of the food and drink in line for the money at KXL.com or on our KXL Facebook page.